The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. The 2016 campaign comes to a close, and just that quickly, we focus on the path to a new season. No team ever stays the same. As players say goodbye, the locker room begins its off-season transformation. And thank you, Panthers fans, for your passion and loyalty. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you've stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera from Bank of America Stadium. The play-by-play voice of the Panthers, Mick Mixon. The head coach, Ron Rivera. And your host, 16-year NFL veteran, Eugene Robinson.
And just like that, the 2016 season has ended. The final game, the regular season down in Tampa, was a microcosm of the year. Some good, some not so good, plenty of missed opportunities. And as Coach Ron Rivera and his staff closed the books on 2016, they have already begun the arduous process of strengthening and fortifying their team. And I can tell you this. There's plenty of reason for hope and expectation in 2017. We put our eye on the future as we set our game plan for the next 30 minutes. O-line surprise. Injuries force all kinds of changes along the offensive line. But despite all the moving parts, this unit came together and played well. And secondary response. It was baptism by fire, believe you me. The Panthers' young quarterbacks, they had a lot going on. And with all the playing time and lessons learned, this DB group could be one of the best strengths going into the 2017 season. An offensive evolution. Can the offense evolve to feature a running back-oriented offense where sweeps, power, stretches are the norm? Cam and the Panthers would greatly benefit. All right, let's get right to it. A melancholy day for the Carolina Panthers as the players clean out their lockers, take their exit physicals, and head out of Bank of America Stadium for some much-needed time away from football.
I'm excited. I just want everybody to get away from here, get the rest, get their mind away from football. Then when it's time to come back in April, get ready for this running, conditioning, then I'll be ready for us to get down. Because I know this year wasn't good enough for us, and I know we're going to be ready next year.
The end of the season is always sudden. The morning after the loss to Tampa Bay, the players find themselves exchanging jerseys and autographs. This is the final time this group will be together as a team.
I really respect everyone in this locker room and what they were able to bring to this this atmosphere. It made it enjoyable for me to come to work every single day and play.
There are always off-season adjustments to the roster, and every player knows this, that the only constant in the National Football League is change.
This is the last time that this group of guys will be together. Today is a day to reflect back and enjoy the times that you had together this season and focus on getting ready for next year and just enjoying each other's companionship.
We welcome the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, our friend Ron Rivera, inside the Panthers huddle. Coaches, your players left the stadium this week, and you put a wrap on it all. What was your final message to the 2016 Carolina Panthers?
Well, probably the biggest thing more so than anything else, Mick, was we talked about missed opportunities more than anything else. I think as we get a chance to reflect on the season, and as coaches, we will most certainly be doing that the next week or so, is really looking at all the things that we do and how we do them. Are we doing them to the best of our ability? Are we utilizing the players the best? That was probably the biggest message, is that we got to look at us. And at the end of the day, when we start getting ready for 2017, which is very soon, it's about making sure we understand exactly what we need to do to go forward. And again, that's getting a chance to evaluate us and realize we have to evolve.
Coach Rivera, ever since you've been here, your teams have never fragmented. They've always stayed unified no matter what the record on the field is. How would you describe the bonds that kept this team unified?
Well, you know, I think for the most part, Mick, it's about the guys that are in the locker room. Those guys did a nice job of keeping themselves together. You know, we had our issues, but for the most part, I think our guys realize and recognize that it's about how they do and what they do and the way they do it. They practiced hard, they played hard, they gave themselves opportunities. And you know, at the end of the day, when you lose a tough one like we did at the very end of the game, we at least we gave ourselves a chance.
What do you want the 2017 Carolina Panthers to look like?
Well, I like the 2015, that's for darn sure. I think at the end of the day, Mick, what we want is guys that are a little bit older, a little bit wiser, that have learned from the 2016 team. That's probably the biggest thing, you know, because at the end of the day, if we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it.
I think this offseason, you know, we'll spend a lot of time just identifying what those issues were, what caused us to lose some games that, you know, we had positions to win. You know, you look at the way the NFC worked out, 9 wins made the playoffs. You know, that's tough to swallow, winning 6, and we all know a handful that, you know, we were in position to win and we didn't.
We just didn't get it done this year. There was a lot of missed opportunities. A lot of things didn't go our way. We just got to learn from it, because if we don't learn from it, then we're bound to repeat something like that.
It didn't go the way we wanted it. We got humbled. And we just got to go into the offseason ready to work, come back ready to work.
It's been a disappointing year, and I think our expectations, everybody's expectations, players, coaches, the whole organization, the whole city, all of our fans were so high. It's really been disappointing on a number of levels. I know a number of guys have said that, but I think inside the room, I think there's a lot of pride. Like you said, we put ourselves behind the eight ball so much this year, and we kept fighting, we kept going at it. I don't think anyone, even for a minute, would question this team's heart and drive and work ethic. It just didn't come together for us this year.
We're just getting started here on The Huddle. When we return, the head coach helps us break down the 2016 season. And later, a thank you to the best fans in the NFL. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers. Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera.
All NFL coaches are creatures of habit, repetition, the drudgery in some cases, the tedium, the nuances of this great game. So, Coach, I know you love your routine. Now that the season is over and we start looking ahead, what will your routine be like by which you go about running all the diags that you need to do?
Well, the first thing we do most certainly, Mick, is we evaluate ourselves. You know, we evaluate ourselves as coaches. Did we do our job? Could we do our job better? How can we do our job better? What did we do while we were doing our job? And then we most certainly will evaluate the players. And we'll evaluate them as we do position coach, coordinator, and then head coach. And we'll have our thoughts on each guy as we go forward. And then once we get past this week and start getting ready for next week, we'll start evaluating the scheme. And we'll start looking at things that we did, how we did them, and the best ways to improve upon them. And as I have said, Mick, we have to look to evolve. There are some things that we've got to be able to do better, some things that we got to do more of, and then some things we just got to flat out eliminate.
Coach, how is your team able to, even with the patchwork offensive line last 5 games of the season, rush the ball as efficiently as you were able to do?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Jonathan Stewart was healthy. We had a healthy Mike Tolbert back there being the lead blocker. And I do think that some of the young guys that got opportunities, Tyler Larson comes right to mind. You know, Darrell Williams playing right tackle for us. You know, those guys getting opportunities on the football field was exciting. It was dynamic. Just seeing the things that they did, that I think is really a huge plus. Plus, certain elements of the passing game really seemed to help. Being able to throw the ball downfield, forcing the other team not to be able to put 8 in the box all the time.
So much of your job requires of you that you keep certain things private within the team framework, but is the toughness that Cam Newton displayed fighting through a shoulder injury well understood outside this building?
No, I don't think people quite understand, you know, what he went through trying to get himself ready every week and go out there and perform the best he could and do the things that, you know, he could on a limited basis. And it really showed the other day against Tampa Bay. You know, he tried to throw the deep out a couple times, and one time it got intercepted for a touchdown. But here's a guy trying to do everything he can in spite of the injuries. And that just shows his toughness, his mental and physical toughness. And, you know, again, you'd rather have a guy that's going to do the best he can and compete and try and win a football game, I think, as opposed to a guy that's just going to cash in.
No doubt. Good words, Coach. So much we could talk about, but let's end this segment with Kurt Coleman. To what degree did he have a Pro Bowl campaign in a non-Pro Bowl year?
Well, I think in back-to-back seasons, I think Kurt has been one of the dynamic playmakers for our defense. He's put up solid numbers as far as interceptions, solid numbers as far as tackles. Unfortunately, if we had played better as a football team, I think he gets more notoriety. I think he gets a chance to go to the Pro Bowl.
You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi, official soft drink partner of the Carolina Panthers and all for the Carolinas.
As the 2016 season comes to a close, we would be absolutely remiss if we didn't tip our hat to you, our terrific Panther fans. Here at home or on the road, we see Panther blue in the stands everywhere. You are loyal, you are passionate, and we say thank you, Panther Nation. Here's to a new year, and here's our mantra, you know it, keep pounding.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLTicketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL, where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind. Bojangles, your official tailgating headquarters for the Carolina Panthers. It's bow time.
We play for pride. We play for the people that believe in us. Panther Nation, we're working for y'all today.
Hey, sir, let's go. Here we go. Bruce on three. One, two, three, Bruce.
Tampa Bay 26 in total defense. Carolina 19th in total. May be able to run on these cats. Gives to Stewart up the middle. And one, two, is. Three busted tackles. Touchdown, Carolina Panthers. Winston, a quick throw. Humphreys had it, lost it. Tipped, intercepted. Panthers. Bradbury down the near sideline. Steps out of bounds. What a play by the rookie, James Bradbury.
Hey, hell of a job right there, okay? Big time play. Game changer, man.
Winston fakes a handoff to Rogers, sets up to throw, hit, backside pressure coming, got him, and the ball's out. Horton. A sack, fumble, Horton pounced on it.
Talking about right there. Nice job. Nice job. That's the way you're running the ball. Nice job.
Both teams scored. First time they had their hands on the ball, and then offensive football was a little hard to find through the remainder of the first half. 10-10 ball game. It's getting late. Winston has the shotgun snap. Backs up. Throws to Evans. Left pylon. Touchdown. 3:13 to play in the regular season finale. Cam Newton hangs in the pocket. Over the middle. Caught. Benjamin. 50-yard line. Coming near side. Got potential. 40 to the 30 in a stiff arm, and he's out of bounds. 17-10 Buccaneers. Panthers have life. On first and goal from the 5. The throw. Benjamin. Left side. Complete for the touchdown. 17 seconds to go. The Panthers to go for two. Newton fires end zone. Incomplete. McDougal broke on Olsen. The Bucs are going to win the game.
Olsen fell coming out of his break.
Olsen takes a knee, and there it is. 17-16 Buccaneers.
Welcome to one of our favorite parts of the show. Love this part of the show. Eugene, Coach Rivera gets us on the lesson plan. He teaches us about this great game of football. So where does the lesson begin today?
Well, the lesson actually begins on the defensive side of the ball. And we want to go ahead and break down some defensive football where you're faking a blitz. Why are you faking a blitz? And why is this so successful, Coach?
Well, the biggest thing, first and foremost, and again, you really can't tell, but right now we're showing cover two. You can just see the foot in the shadow of our two safeties showing too deep. So that's the first thing the quarterback looks at. But then the next thing he begins to look at is he's looking at Thomas Davis showing up inside and show Shaq Thompson looking up inside. So now what's going to happen is they're going to go ahead and make all their line adjustments. And then what we're going to do is we're going to fly out into coverage. And now as we fly out into coverage, he's going to get into the throwing lane here. He's going to get into the throwing lane right here, go into the normal drops.
Uh-huh.
So instead of bringing that extra man for pressure where there's going to be a hole, okay, you're going to have linebackers dropping underneath. He's going to have to hold the ball, and then it's a great effort sack. What we're also going to get out of this for the most part, too, is we're going to get a line stunt. We're going to get what we call a TE. We're going to get the tackle, okay, coming right through this crease, picking for Mario, and then what will happen is Mario is going to come here, and then he's going to come around to there, okay, and then he's going to work back through here. And what that does for us is it's going to have him set free because the guard's going to turn, the tackle's going to turn, but now what happens is it's just great individual effort.
And it's individual effort. As we run this play, you see your linebackers, they start to fly out, creates that gap, and now he got two people blocking him, and just what effort just by Mario.
But the thing that really shows, if you see right there, you see all the defenders coming down into the zones. You'll see them at the top of your screen, and you'll notice that he has to hold the ball because if he throws it, those defenders are in the throwing lanes, got a chance to make an interception.
Okay, I want to go to another play, which is a pure hustle play by your defensive front. Your guys are coming off the edge, and you describe this because this is beautiful once again.
Well, again, first and foremost, we're balanced. For the most part, we're showing what looks like cover two.
Yes, sir.
Two deep. Okay, corners are off. They're looking in. We're in good position. Now what happens when the ball snaps, we fly into coverage. Okay, again, he's not going to have anywhere to throw the ball because it's such a good job by our guys. We got to watch Wes. Wes is just going to come out. Got a great outside rush. But again, because what happens with the coverage, he's got to hold the ball. The next thing to watch are our two tackles. Our two tackles are going to push up inside. He's not going to have anybody to throw the ball. He's going to tuck it, and then he's going to run. And again, great hustle, great effort by Wes.
Okay, now watch this play as this goes. This is a pure hustle play. This quarterback is very, very dangerous, really mobile. But this speaks to the coverage on the football field, Coach. And then here it comes. My goodness.
Great strip fumble and great hustle by. Look at all the guys we got around the ball. We got five guys going to the football. Great hustle, great effort. We get the ball back.
And Mick, he's talked about this before. He's mentioned Addison and Horton, how well they've been doing.
Very nimble defensive ends on the Panthers. Eugene, I think you were in the game. Wasn't it the 90s when the zone blitz, that fire zone, came to vogue? Do teams still do that, Coach? And do you believe in that?
Very much so, and we do a lot of it. And what has helped us lately has been the fact that we did a lot earlier in the year. Now we start showing and bluffing. Now all of a sudden they set their protections. They may bring another guy in to protect, not have him out into the route, and that's one less guy for us to cover.
All right, that's elementary school. We're going to go to college with Coach Rivera when Eugene and Coach get back on the touchscreen. That's coming up next. Stay tuned. The Huddle returns right after this.
Closed captioning for the Panthers Television Network is provided by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, helping you enjoy the sights and sounds of the NFL all season long. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers.
Cam Newton hangs in the pocket, over the middle, caught Benjamin, 50-yard line, coming near side. Got potential. 40 to the 30 in a stiff arm, and he's out of bounds.
Isn't it fantastic to see Kelvin Benjamin rounding into form as he works his way back, Coach, from the knee injury? Is what we saw from Kelvin Benjamin at Tampa Bay suggestive of what he can do and be moving forward?
Oh, very much so. What we saw from Kelvin in the last few weeks is really what he's capable of doing. It's so good to see him playing the way he has this past part of the year. Again, it's exciting because knowing what we can become going forward, I'm excited about that.
And, Coach, it's also about the connection that he and Cam Newton has, because that's a beautiful connection. And here we want to go ahead and really isolate on Kelvin Benjamin about the job he's going to do with the quarterback in this thing. Why is this successful?
Well, first of all, it starts with the formation. This is one of the things that's been designed up. And what we've done is we've taken three wide receivers and we've put them basically right here. And then what the next thing we've done is we've gone ahead and we've taken our tight end and we've put him opposite, pretty much one of our speed formations. Now what this does is this is going to show you immediately if they're in man or zone coverage. This tells us that they're in zone coverage or they're going to be in zone coverage. And the reason being is now as you look at them, the first thing you notice is here's one corner, here's the second corner. Okay, so now they got their two corners, they're left and right. So what that tells you now is you want to work opposite of where the tight end is. Reason being is you got three wide receivers working to a zone. These three wide receivers are going to attack the zone, and we're going to get one of those three guys open based off the route combination we're going to use in this particular play.
And so as you run this play right here, Kelvin Benjamin at the top of the screen, he comes open. But first of all, if we stop it right here, the protection is beautiful, first of all.
Yes, Coach. Look at the pocket. It's almost a perfect U as far as it's concerned. The quarterback has an opportunity to read what's going on. If you look at what's happening here, you're seeing we're getting two of our receivers, both Philly and Teddy Ginn, clearing through the zone. So now what it means is the safeties are all backing off. Then what we did is we took Greg Olsen and we ran Greg Olsen underneath. That's going to get the linebackers to freeze. Now what happens is the intermediate, and what we're going to get as far as the intermediate is concerned, we are now going to go ahead and Kelvin's going to come up in here, and then he's going to run what we call a dagger and dig right through the middle, okay, as he comes through there.
And so as he comes through this play right here, this is beautiful, and this I think this is just poetry in motion. Beautiful throw, and then as he catches the ball, can we speed this play up to its normal speed now? Because this is just pure effort right here, and this is what you get from Kelvin Benjamin. And let's right here, that stiff arm at the end. I love it. Absolutely. Mick, beautiful play by Kelvin.
It almost seemed like he jumped too soon.
Yes.
But the length that he has, he was able to hang in the air. You know, you guys played the game, have both fought through injuries. How important is it that Kelvin developed the trust in the repaired knee?
Well, that was probably the toughest thing he had to go through, because every time it would get sore, it would bother him or swell up a little bit, he'd get really concerned. And the truth of the matter is it's some form of tendonitis, and it's going to happen. Now, as the season progressed and he worked on it more and more, you could see him getting more and more confident. Then he had the shoulder injury that bothered him for a number of weeks, and he got past that. So, again, he's finally seemed to be rounding back into the shape we saw when he was a rookie. So, again, as I said, things bode very well going forward.
And also, we talk about another guy. You talk about Ted Ginn. Ted Ginn really rounded into shape right there, became a go-to guy down the football field and also intermediates.
Well, you know, he's done that for a number of years for us. And again, the most probably beneficial thing to us is Teddy's speed. He can blow the top off of any coverage out there. And when he runs the middle, it's awfully exciting.
We're not out of topics, of course, but we are about out of time. But Coach Rivera, as you begin to turn your complete focus now on 2017, what will your takeaway points be from what you and the Panthers went through this past season?
I think there's some things that we may have overthought as coaches. I may have thought, most certainly as the head coach, thinking that, you know, certain things that we had to work on and change and try and do better. And the truth of the matter is, go back to the basics. Let's do what we've done, stick to that, and let's just do it better.
Excellent. We'll leave it with you there, Coach. Thanks. Genie Rob, good show. For these guys, for the rest of our crew, I'm Mick Mixon. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you soon next time inside the Panthers Office.